Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is the ladies' roundtable on Kelman on Cliff Central. Tamron Jardine is here.
Hello.
As is Baby.
Yes, Baby's here.
Okay, how many weeks now?
9 weeks until she comes.
9 weeks, and you're still doing natural, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Cece, what's happening?
I'm not doing anything natural. I'm good. I've got the flu, though. So I'm feeling very fragile right now, but I'm good.
Okay.
Don't we chase people out the building, flu?
No,
out.
But it's not bad yet. Out. No, it's not bad.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Yeah. Listen, Tamron,
I'm busy messaging Kat now.
Yeah, producer Kat, she's got flu today, producer Kat, so she's not here. Duncan's standing in. We'll talk to him in a second.
No, but Duncan's cool. He offers us water, Kat.
We've never been offered water, ever. Kat, you're slacking. Slacking.
Very special guest star, Mauritian, is here. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Yeah, that song we just played of yours just now is so dope.
Thank you so much, man.
It's a very, very cool time to be you. It feels like you've just been part of our lives for, what is it,
for like, 10 like
years.
A long time, eh? It's been a. Yeah, no, and I haven't aged a bit.
No, you actually really do look good.
Yeah, thanks, no, she really, really
no,
does.
No, thank you.
Okay, so we've got some stuff to weigh in on here, and we're going to talk to Mauritian about where she's taken her music and everything in a second. But the Ladies Roundtable, for someone who's never heard this before, is like The View, but younger and doper and
harder.
Yeah.
Harder. I like that. Harder.
Yeah. Way harder. Well, I mean,
more opinionated.
Yeah, way more opinionated.
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of opinionated, I wasn't going to go straight into this, but I think that we may as well. It's what everybody's talking about. And it is High Court Judge Mabel Jansen, who's been accused of being racist and believing that rape is part of black culture. Mm. She was in a Facebook conversation last year in May with Gillian Schutte, who is a well-known activist, speaking about the different cases that she handles, and she made some very derogatory statements, which she says have been taken out of context. I don't know.
Yeah, we're looking interesting. At you, Tamron, because...
You wanted to talk about this, yeah, Tamron.
I know.
Ari's just like, just Tamron.
I have an ex-boyfriend that's a Jansen, so I don't think I should say anything.
No, but then he must just park. This is very important. We need to have this conversation.
People are focusing on the wrong issue of what she said.
Mm. What did she say?
I can read some of the stuff.
Yeah, please read it.
Now, again, I haven't read the full entire Facebook conversation. She's saying that stuff is taken out of context, and I do to a certain degree know that if you have a sentence in a paragraph that can be taken out of context. But from what I have seen, I don't know how much of this you can take out of context, because it kind of does say what it says. It's pretty long, so I'll go into some of it here. Let's pick it up from here. Mothers are so... This is referring to black mothers. Black mothers... It doesn't say black, but mothers are so brainwashed that they tell children that it is their father's birthright to be the first. This is in...
What?
Relation
where?
To...
Some cultures.
Yeah.
Wait. So your dad wants to sleep
apparently.
With you.
Yes.
No. Where, guys? No.
Okay. I must hand you 10, 20, 30, 40 files, and you will adopt a completely different attitude. Obviously, her and Gillian were arguing about rape culture, specifically in the context of someone who's black.
Mm-hmm.
The white people have a lot to account for, but this question mark, I feel like vomiting. So, no, the black people are by far no angels. Their conduct is despicable. Goes on before that saying things like murder's not a biggie and gang rapes of baby, daughter and mother are pleasurable pastime, that in reality is the flip side of the coin. They are simply now in a position to branch out and include white women. It's, and this is why I say, take out of context, I
don't think she was taken out of, maybe I'm wrong.
Like the words are there.
Yeah, the words are there. But.
Heavy.
The things that she said.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of rape as a culture, is a serious issue. So people, and that's what's irritating me about this, is everyone's jumped onto the race wagon, which we always seem to do every single time. But there's far greater issues than just the race there. How many women are raped every day?
Mm.
How many women in South Africa are raped? Not just like in South Africa, in the world.
Okay, and but she's kind of taking it a step further. She one of the statements says, I still have to meet a black girl who was not raped at about 12. Mm. I'm dead serious.
So I guess she's talking about black men being the rapists?
Yeah.
So she was
generalizing? She generalized, which is
a
problem.
I think she also made it racial, Tamron. We can't escape that. No, she wasn't addressing
massive issue with
rape. And it's an entirety. She was saying black men. This is the black culture. The black females are conditioned to accepting rape because it is believed that the black men are supposed to be their daughters first, which I don't agree with. I'm black and I know a lot about our cultures. And nowhere in our country can I point you to a family where they say, listen, your dad is supposed to sleep with you. I don't know that. And I'm black. So I think that you can't say that people cannot make it a racial issue when she was the one that made it racial. If she had just gone and spoken about rape in you know, standalone cases or rape in itself, it would have been okay. But now she's making references to black men and black women and black daughters. So we have to include a part of race in it.
Okay, agreed. To a certain extent, I then had a conversation with one of our domestic workers and I asked her how she feels about her daughter leaving the house. She said she's terrified living in the townships every single time her daughter walks out the door because in the townships, their daughters are raped constantly, she says.
I'm just as terrified. I don't go road running anymore because I don't want to get mugged. I don't want to get raped.
But apparently when I go out, worse in the townships, the rape.
I don't think it's in the townships per se, but then, I mean, the rape numbers have increased, and I'm in the suburbs. I live in the north, and I'm scared, you know what I mean? So you can't make my fear lesser of because I'm not in the township. I think it's a general fear because there are a lot of people getting raped, and the numbers keep on increasing. So don't dismiss how I feel because I'm not in the hood.
No, I agree with that, but at the same time, you and I get into our car when we leave our house.
But then before I get into the car, I walk around the corner. Something could happen in the corner.
No, agreed. But we have a place to get into that's safer, if you know what I mean. I'm not taking away. We are at risk. But those girls in the township are at, because of the poverty level. And I think that's where the problem comes in. It's not about the skin color. It's about the poverty level. If you're in a lower income bracket, you don't have the privileges like we do. We have security guards. We have security gates. We have this. We have that. We have ways of protecting ourselves to try and prevent certain things from happening.
But then she didn't make it come across like that.
Besides that, you're making the assumption that rape only happens in the township.
No, I'm not saying that.
Uncles do it, dads do it, boyfriends do it. So in my apartment that has all these security measures, I could still get raped.
No, I know.
And a lot of the high profile, you know, cases sometimes are not even documented. People don't even know about it.
Yeah, I think that.
But I think it's
the issue here, though, is that she is taking the word rape and applying it strictly to the context of black South Africans. Which makes it a race issue. So, I mean, to my knowledge, rape is across all races.
Yeah. Yes.
Globally, it is a huge problem.
Yeah.
It's something that I, for the life of me, cannot understand when we send people to space that we can get that right, but we don't have a respect for another. It's one of the most disgusting things about what human beings think they are in 2016. It's, it makes one feel sick.
Yeah.
And for her to go and take rape and put it solely in a black context,
it was a little bit.
I think
a little bit. I can understand why people are upset by it.
Yeah. I understand why people are upset, but I think we need to keep addressing the fact that it's not just an issue about race, which she did make it. There is a serious issue in South Africa with rape. The problem is, in South Africa, our majority is black people.
Yeah.
So a majority of the people who are being raped are women that are black, and so or kids that are black, because there are more black people in our country. So people, which is the problem, if you know, for example, when you're little and something happens and you box people, which is something a judge in the professional should never do because she has boxed
that was wrong,
people
yeah.
in that sense. But you understand why people, like if someone in normal sentence would go, there's so many more black women raped. Yes, obviously. Are you stupid? There's more black women in this country.
Yeah.
You know, granted, Tamron, but I don't think that, you know, her approach was right. She cannot say that. She was taken out of context. What she said was very clear. She has gone and made rape a black issue, which takes away from the seriousness of rape entirely. And I think that she's got a one-track mind when it comes to black men, and it worries me because she is a judge, and when she's sitting on that, you know, chair and she's making a judgment, I wouldn't put it past her to be subjective when it comes to a black case.
Definitely can't be.
Which, by the way, I think the judge thing is over at this stage. Yeah. I don't know where they're at with that because I haven't been following very closely.
You can't be a judge on all of that.
I think that's done. I think, though, it does call into question a larger issue, which is what is the state of people that are judges, and how do we evaluate
the rest
what
of
makes
them? Yeah,
because for me, the other massive issue here is that I've never thought that I'd be able to even contact a judge of the High Court on Facebook. Like, Facebook is to remind me birthdays. Like, it's not.
You wouldn't think you would have that kind of access to a High Court judge.
The platform was right in this. Yeah. I don't think there was any element of a constructive conversation in this. It wasn't the right space to have this conversation.
Yeah. Or argument.
It just.
Especially with a woman in her caliber as well. Like, there are conversations that you can't have when you're the judge of the High Court, because everything could then be tied to you, tied to the department, tied to our legal system. There are things that you
previous case. And I was telling
this earlier as well. My partner and I actually went into, like, her, you know, her Twitter followers just to see, you know, who she follows. And we were down about like 300-400 already. And, you know, obviously the majority, there was white people and people, you know, of similar heritage and education. So I just felt like, you know, being in that position, even, you know, if that is, you know, your circle that you mingle with, and that you interact with and engage with on a daily basis, then you can't draw healthy or balanced perspectives, you know, of.
Not necessarily. You can't say because of the people she follows that she's. You can't judge her on that, because if you go and judge me on my followers, I'm one of those that I've gone to a point where I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or doing it right, but now I feel bad. Maybe it's because I'm
pregnant.
But
I mean, in social
media. Anyone who follows me, I follow them back because I'm like, oh, shame they followed me. And then, but before then, I used to be like quite
stingy with my followers.
I used to be stingy, but now I think maybe because I'm like more emotional that I'm like, oh, they followed me.
No,
follow
but that
back.
Plays a big role as well, because, you know, a lot of
just
the people that we
influence.
Especially if you, of a woman of that caliber, you know, the people that she follows says a lot about the type of person that she is as well. She's not going to follow Jay. Z. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you
get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I think basically what you're trying to say is that she's brought a lot of attention to herself.
Yeah.
And some things that maybe, you know, people wouldn't have questioned are now being questioned. And sometimes it may be out of context as well.
Yeah.
But she just brought a lot of unnecessary attention to herself.
To herself.
But then also, you know, how many cases are, you know, judged incorrectly or inaccurately or judged by a person that wasn't objective? I think to me, there's a bigger problem here. And also the fact that we skipped the entire rape conversation entirely and went straight to the race issue, which is something that clouds every conversation as well, you know.
Yeah.
I fear that we're losing a grip of all the important conversations that we should be having and addressing, because race still plays a large factor in our country.
Big time.
And I don't want us to ever lose the essence of you know, the race conversations, but let's not then
only focus on it.
Another very big important point. So race clouds everything. Mm-hmm. We forgot about the rape, which is also a serious issue. Mm-hmm. Brings to question, you know, people that actually judge all these important cases and what state of mind are they?
Yeah.
You know, are we comfortable with this? Does this also need focusing? But more importantly, I am hurt that this is how people view our black men. I know a lot of good black men, you know. It hurts me that black men are criminals, black men are racist, are rapists, black men are this and are that. And to me, they've worked so hard to kind of redeem their image, and they've worked so hard to kind of redeem their pride. And it hurts me that this is still the view that some people have of them.
Do you know what the problem is? It brings into the wanting to say, the guy we had ages ago who came in and had written a book, he was vendor or of the culture where women are, he believes women are meant to serve, and he's written a book about how women must serve the men, and that's how women will end up getting a good husband, is by serving the man. And he sat in here with absolute conviction, and that's the problem, is that we will listen as a Western culture to one man say that opinion, and then straight afterwards you'll go and you'll speak to two or three of your friends who are black, and you're like, no, I think we must have been vendor. Or there must have been something, and he must, and then you're like, okay, is that the whole culture? And they're like, it's the traditional belief or this or that. And so you're like, oh, and then you lump some, which you shouldn't do. You put everyone in that's vendor, that's male, in a box and you're like, okay, that's them. Mm. Which you shouldn't do, but that's the problem, is that as human beings, we box people. Whether it be a pretty girl, oh, she's dumb. Or a intelligent woman, oh, she can't have a life.
Or
she's a feminist.
I hear what you're saying. But I do have to add that in the context of being a judge of the High Court,
you can't be like that.
That's like really like.
But it's human nature. So how do we get away from human nature?
Well, then I don't know. How
do you switch that off?
You're being a professional. I can't go and defend her on that. She's a judge. She knows what she's supposed to do and not do. There are things that I can't do in the workplace that I feel very convinced about at home. I'm being a professional right now. You act accordingly. And that's that. There's no excuse for that. There's nothing for that.
And she has to operate on a very high frequency.
Yeah, I agree. But the problem is that people, and like you look at a lot of the times, people box people. And unfortunately, it's human nature to do it. She shouldn't have done it. She is a judge. How is she meant to? Because the whole thing about being a judge is being objective.
No, Tamron, if you're going to box people and you're a judge, please don't judge.
That's what I'm saying. She's not objective. But at the same time, how do you get rid? Like, maybe we should be offering counseling. There should be counseling to judges, because imagine hearing every day things like that.
There probably is. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. I do want to wrap this up, though, and put a spin on what we're doing. But just before I get closing comments from the three of you, Duncan, you've wanted to weigh in on this.
Yes, I've got an interesting stat, Calman. Yeah. Apparently, there's more black rapists than there is white male rappers. And that's in the world. And in a country like the United Kingdom in America, you find that most of the people are white people. So the percentage is that there are 52% white male rapists in America as opposed in South Africa.
Okay.
So back to that stat, there are more black rapists in South Africa than there are white male rappers. It's quite interesting.
I have to tell everyone, we are currently working on a policy.
He is our new Stevie. He's our Stevie.
I was thinking that. I do want to say anything.
He's our Stevie.
Well, thanks for that, Duncan.
The views of Duncan do not represent the views of CliffCentral.com. Like, I'm serious. I'm really serious. I'm not joking. They really don't. Okay. I want to put a spin on this, though. You know, usually it is people like high court judges that are telling us how we should act and how we should behave. But I want to take a spin on this specifically as young South Africans who are passionate about, you know, a better tomorrow in the context of our country, and trying to not move past race, because you can't move past it. It's like, I see someone in a wheelchair, they're in a wheelchair. So it's, how do I respond and what is my conditioning, and how do I interact with that person, and how do I, you know, deal with them in a human way? So not move past, but what message do we have for this judge in terms of, you know, what she should take away from this experience? Because it's over. They've got a petition to remove her as a judge. I think that it's already done. It's decided. She's going to have to step down.
I think she should personally step down based on
the right thing.
Because of her opinions are not objective.
Okay. Sese?
I mean, look, I've said this a couple of times before. You cannot change the way people are. You know, you cannot change the way people see the world or the way people think. What I do have to say to this judge is that maybe you should think before you speak next time, or think before you make something public next time, because I can't change how she feels about black men. Something happened in her life that gave her the impression that this is how black men are. She's not going to go and experience black men or hang out and have a drink with them and maybe change her opinion or how she sees them. It's her perception. But maybe sometimes not every perception needs to be, you know, put on a public.
Boxed.
Yeah, or boxed.
Yeah.
But yeah, think before you speak.
I would say, you know, if she had a broader network, those cases that she was referring to, I feel would have had a healthier, you know, place where it would have come from. You know, it would have been more balanced, and it would have been wider. But I felt like because her network, you know, was so narrow, she drew narrow conclusions.
This is it. I feel... just to reiterate your sentiments there, we live and we construct our own South Africas for each of us. Mm-hmm. And I've said it since the beginning of the year, since Penny Sparrow and everything, is that you've really got to try and expose yourself to different South Africans 100%. And different opinions.
100%.
And that is one of the hardest things to do, because naturally you want a group of people who are similar to you or like-minded. But I do feel like we literally live behind walls, and we're not cognizant or conscious of the fact that, you know, another South African is having that experience or that experience, because the guy down the road doesn't have anywhere to sleep tonight. It's the middle of winter and you're on your way to buy an electric blanket. So it's hard. And I'm not by any means saying that I'm good at this at all, because I'm really probably even more useless than what you are.
It takes a very mature person to do that. And us asking, us asking the entire South Africa to be mature is asking for a lot. Because I mean, we are exposed to different cultures and races in the workplace, you know, at a party, you know, a checkers, you know, I have conversations in the aisle, so I'm that person. Thank you, Tamron, you've changed me. I wasn't that person before.
I love having conversations with Tamron.
I've turned into you. So, you know, it takes a very mature person to take that step, because in as much as we work with different cultures, just because we're at work together doesn't mean I want to get to know you or I want to know your point of view. So it takes a very mature person to actually expose themselves entirely to another culture, another race. So, I don't know, I hope we get to that point, but clearly we are not there, and we've got a long way to go.
Got a long way to go.
Yeah. I'm just worried about our other cases.
Yeah, I think we should review them.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we should definitely review them.
But obviously she's a judge that's judged a lot of rape cases.
So now it makes you question.
No, but not just guys, what her, happens her if opening those people statement. Are deserving to be behind bars, and now these cases...
What about the innocent ones?
I'm sure they
her
will
opening
be.
Statement was that in our culture, black men are supposed to be their daughters first. So if they get to the court or she needs to judge, and the case is that the dad raped the daughter, what do you think she's going to say? Yeah, I know. In their culture, they're supposed to do that. I want to hear the case. You're guilty. Clearly, that's her way of thinking. No.
They are going to have to review
if there's the evidence can support it, then
that's
the problem.
Big story. This is a big story.
It's a huge story.
There's a lot of people's lives here. There's the narrative of generations. Like, it's a lot.
Jeez, Auntie Mabel. Why you got to go and do that?
I'm so nervous, Duncan. I'm giving you one more chance.
Oh my gosh. You're I'm you nervous. Want to say
something. Now, Duncan, if you come with an inappropriate comment here, bro. Okay.
It was just that. It wasn't my opinion. Dude, listen, just to go back to what Cesar said about...
oh my gosh, it's what I said. Okay.
About how black people, black men, young men, indirectly inherit all these stereotypes that the rapists, thieves, I don't know what you guys call us, but...
Hey, how? What you guys...
So
what
I'm trying to say is that me, coming from my own personal view... every day I live my life just trying to prove myself to the white folk that, hey, man, I'm not bad.
Why are you trying to prove yourself to the white folk?
I feel like already subconsciously.
But he boxes himself as well.
Yeah.
And you've just proven the point in the sense that you see white people and you
want to prove yourself.
You want to prove yourself.
I feel like I should, because already my whole image is damaged.
Because
and as much as sometimes white people feel like they need to be extra nice because they assume that we're mad.
A lot of people.
I get that, Duncan.
A lot of people do that, but like Duncan, if when we walk in here, you're normal. We all
because you
like,
know him.
We all like one person, like. That's the one thing, like, I hope you don't have to think that you need to prove yourself, because you as a person is awesome. And he offers us water, Kat.
Yay!
No, but that's one thing. Shine. Like, since you found out that I was pregnant, you are probably, like, the most caring person. Like, everyone is caring, yes. But, Duncan, you're always like, oh, how are you doing? How's baby? How's things going? Like, you have an interest in people. So, just saying...
And I'm not doing that to prove that I can be nice.
I know that. I'm just saying, so you shouldn't be, like, thinking that you need to ever prove yourself, because you are...
And we call that peaceful slavery.
But then also, let's not call that shadow slavery. What he said. He says that he feels like he needs to prove himself, and that's because of the stereotype that, you know, black men have been boxed in. Yes. And sometimes you'll find that it's not only just white people, but also in the subconscious, he's trying to prove himself to black females, because we think that, our men are rubbish, I'm going to marry a white man, I'm going to marry a man from abroad. So subconsciously, he may be trying to prove himself to black females.
And now, on that topic, while we're speaking about, you know, not insecurities, but sensitivities to people of different races and so on and so forth, Ceci, I couldn't believe yesterday when you were tweeting.
Oh my God, what did I do now?
That you didn't believe that a white man would find you attractive.
Oh, yeah. Guys, oh my God. So I was at multi-choice. And then I go down to the basement, and this extremely hot man, tall, handsome, ripped, looks very wealthy, comes up and he says hi. So I'm like, oh, hello, have a chat. So I'm confused, like, does he want business? Does he know what I do here? Okay, let me just find out what he's talking about. And then he was like, listen, I have to run, I have to go to a meeting, but I'd like to take you out to dinner sometime.
Boom.
I was like, so, yeah, here's my business card. Because to me, it just didn't seem real. And the problem with that is I've never dated a white person before. You know, I've never seen them, like, I know when one's hot, I just...
You're not attracted, like...
No, I am attracted. Like, I can see when someone's hot. I just don't see them being attracted to me, and I don't know why that is.
That's conditioning.
Mm. Really? Yeah.
But, in the same note, I have a friend who doesn't like black men. She only likes white men, but not South African white men, European white men, and she is very finicky. When she's worse than Kat on Tinder. She's like going into their like background and history and surname. It sounds foreign. Okay, swipe right.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. It's not that I would never date him. I just don't think that he would ever want to date me. It's like,
well, obviously he does, because he wants to take you on a date.
And also,
how's your love life going?
It's good.
Okay, then never mind.
But I mean, how do we...
But then you know how my love life is.
What would it take, though? And this is... I have to tell you, this is what makes me so upset about this Judge Mabel Jansen. It's what makes me so upset about Penny Sparrow. All these things. Because it just takes us backwards. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a few dumb people. And you can never speak on other people's behalves. But, like, it sucks. I find that it really sucks that when I saw those tweets yesterday, I was like, this is so shit. Like, what's going on here?
Like, so stupid.
Like, it's so dumb.
Well, maybe it doesn't necessarily have to take us back, but it actually reveals what some people may think and
if we
say.
If we express it in this kind of context. But if it's people that are just upset about it and, you know, going into Twitter wars and that, it doesn't do anything productive.
Yeah.
If it leads to this kind of conversation, then we can bring up your tweets yesterday and say, but why did that happen? And you realize that's ridiculous. And what do we do to change that? Yeah.
So what do we do to change that? So I can't go on the date with him now because I'm seeing someone. But then, you know, maybe if this... No, let me not say that.
No, but if your relationship doesn't work out, what's stopping you from going on a date with a white man?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start going on dates if the relationship doesn't work out, which I want it to work out. If it doesn't work out...
You gave him your card, right?
Yeah, I did.
So he's probably going to text you.
He did.
Yeah,
holy
okay.
Holy crap.
Then he does like you. So it's not about... Okay, but the
You know what I think? As I think he wants to make me his black fantasy.
No.
Oh, no.
Like it's a fetish.
You do know that men don't have to go and, like, if they want, if he's wealthy.
What if his fetish is to make me court me first? I think it's because...
What do you mean his black fetish?
He maybe wants to try the black honey, you know?
Do you know that they can do that at the Grand if they really wanted to?
Maybe he doesn't want
to
go far.
Why are you doing this to your... Why are you putting yourself in that context?
And make the effort of talking to you.
Okay, cool.
I feel like we're having like a girlfriend moment. Like, let's have some tea and discuss this. Like,
and you've turned into your girlfriend mode.
But Tammy said it best earlier. It's conditioning. Yeah. That's why.
I think it's so dumb and it's so shitty.
Ari's not impressed with me.
No, I haven't had those experiences, so I can't.
It's not that I'm not impressed with you. Yeah. I'm upset that
you think that.
Yeah.
Like, what isn't attractive about you that a white man won't find attractive?
I don't know.
First of all, your hair doesn't come out like my hair.
Any man for that.
So let's just say that
any man, not just a white
issue.
Guy.
For most, like most white guys, do you know how much they hate when they get up in the morning
and there's hair all over the place?
And you, I'm not lying. We like cousin it.
Yeah.
White women are like cousin it when they get up from sleeping. The hair, I don't know how. It's just
all just, over the place.
Just there.
German Shepherd-y.
Like that. And but like, so like, there's so many more perks to you than me. And there's things
also
that irritate
me. I already
men.
Said earlier on that we don't expose ourselves. You know, I think I've never taken the initiative to expose myself to white men, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I've got no reference. You know, it's very foreign to me because I've never done it. And also, I don't have a family member that's married into a white family. So I don't have the family reference or it working out, you know. So
that's a big issue, though. Yeah. Culturally for a lot of families.
We're running out of time, but... this is the thing about the LRT, though, is that everyone is very honest. And Seth, so you've opened up about something today, and I think it's important that, you know, moving forward, we continue to have these kinds of conversations.
I think so too.
Because, geez, if we can take something horrible like this Judge Mabel Jansen story and get some kind of positive thing out of it in a very, very dark space, then, you know, let's try as hard as we possibly can to do that.
What I'd like is for us to change the image of black men. Screw the race. That's a bigger fight. We're not going to win this little battle.
But you know what the problem is? It's not just... There's such a bad thing with stereotyping as a human. We all do it. And it's something that is so bad of all of us. Like, I'm trying so hard not to stereotype people. And it's something I can honestly say I have an issue with. And it's to something so small. Like... people who have tattoos, I stereotype. My mother has a tattoo.
Yeah.
My mother's not like the person
levels.
That I put like
I
a stereotype on.
Levels. You're always going to stereotype. It's just whatever. It's just the sucky way society's been constructed. But there's levels to it. Like you can't just say that the entire, you know, rape issue in South Africa is a black issue. I mean,
and then as a whole judge, come with an accurate opinions like black fathers need to be their daughters first. What?
Yeah. So dumb.
As a whole judge.
The facts were wrong.
We got to wrap it up. Just before we do the Mauritian, is very exciting that you've got this new single out. You've been part of our context for so long.
Snap her so everyone else can know as well.
Where are we at musically? Is this is some of your best stuff you've ever put out, right?
I'd like to think so. I'm busy with my first solo album, you know, since Jamali.
Yeah.
That's where I know from. Gizo Hamba.
Please mute her.
I'm joking.
That is one of my favorite songs though. It's exhilarating, it's thrilling, but it's hard work at the same time because, you know, you come from that whole 10-year, you know, Jamali legacy, and then all of a sudden, you know, you go into this whole, I'm a solo artist now, and I'm starting from scratch, literally.
But it sounds great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's international.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes people get upset with me.
I can't hear myself.
So, I can hear you.
Yeah, I collaborated with a Ghanaian artist called Biggie Bulls, and the producer was DJ Clap from Uhuru. So
cool. Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to play Let Me Live My Life as well. Thank you so much for stopping by. To keep up with you all
day. Thanks for having me, man.
How do we get involved?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mauritian Al. Facebook, it's Mauritian Leuters. And my website is mauritiansings.com. So, keep updated that way.
Fantastic. You two, we know by now, but let's remind everyone.
Yeah, but I still can't hear myself. Can anyone hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Your voice is fabulous, girl. I can hear you.
I was not singing that bad that you guys had to...
Yeah, you broke your microphone. Okay. How do we keep up?
So, Twitter, Sesetetiwe, Facebook, Sesetetiwe, Instagram, Sesetetiwe, and you, my website, also at Sesetetiwe.co.za. Do keep up with me.
That's cool.
At Tamarin _Jardine on Twitter, at Tamarin Jardine on Instagram, and I'm back on Facebook.
And here's a sweetie pie for all of you guys, because you guys are all so sweet.
Wow, she's literally got sweetie pies.
So Duncan offered us water. Nourishing, right?
Yes.
Gave us some sweeties.
Yay.
So this is our new Stevie, because Stevie brings us Mauritian Easter eggs.
You can stay, Mauritian.
You can stay.
Boom.
All right. Here is Mauritian's song. It's called Let Me Live My Life. Thank you, ladies. You know... it was such a shitty topic and I feel like we found some kind of conversation within that was worthwhile having. So thank you very much
some
for
light.
That. Yeah, power.
Thanks, Mr. Kelman. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.